are listening to an all-new episode of Self-Made Strategies. Visit selfmadestrategies.com for new episodes, information about our guests, and a whole lot more.
If you're listening on iTunes or Google Play, please go to our show page and leave a review.
This episode of Self-Made Strategies is brought to you by 115 Films. If you are looking to increase engagement with your target audience through video, then visit www.115films.com.
All right, we're here today with Margaret Hager from Swede Family Chiropractic.
Hello.
Hey, Margaret, how are you?
Doing pretty well today.
People can't see this, but she is smiling ear to ear. I think she's excited to be here today.
I am, yes. Okay, cool. I'm very excited.
All right, so you're a chiropractor. You work with a lot of busy professionals, I'm sure.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Great. Lots of entrepreneurs, lots of office workers.
Absolutely, yeah. And actually, I do a ton of networking. So I do get a ton of entrepreneurs and business people in my practice just from networking all the time.
People that you happen to meet at networking events.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're like, oh, I should probably check this out. I'm like, yes, you should.
Okay. So why should an entrepreneur or a busy professional, someone who works in an office, you know, 40 to 50, 60 hours a week, why should someone like that visit a chiropractor?
Yeah. So this is actually kind of a long-winded answer for your question, because a lot of people think that chiropractic, I should just go to the chiropractor if I have pain. And that's a big misconception, as chiropractic is really powerful for just about everyone, but especially entrepreneurs. Now, let me break down what chiropractic is really in general anyway. So as chiropractors, we're looking for subluxations, which is basically your spine not moving appropriately, a vertebrae is misaligned. And that misalignment causes irritation to your nervous system, which is the master controller of your body, controls everything from your digestive system to moving your arms, everything. So as chiropractors, we check for those to help you reach optimal health. Now, the reasons people can get subluxations, the first is the most obvious, which is like, people are like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, is physical stress. So that's, you know, what you're doing all day. And as an entrepreneur, okay, you're probably sitting a lot, you're probably looking at your cell phone a lot. All of those things come into play. And then also bigger traumas, like if you were in a car accident, obviously that's going to cause some damage to your spine. Then the other two things that people don't really think about impacting their body, the first of those is chemical stress. So now that's everything that you're putting into your body. So as busy entrepreneurs, unfortunately, sometimes they don't have the best diets. Now, with that being said, if you're eating junk food and processed foods all day, that leads to inflammation in the body. Everyone's heard of inflammation, right? That's a big buzzword going around. And yeah, inflammation causes damage to your body, but the nervous system picks that up and alters your body as well in that capacity. And then the third thing is emotional stress. And now as entrepreneurs, that, I mean, goes without saying, there's a ton of emotional stress, especially if you're the boss, it's your business, or like you're in a high stressful job. You know, that's can be very stressful. Now, when we're stressed, I'm sure you've heard of cortisol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have heard of cortisol and the negative effects that can have on us long-term. Now, the reason that it can have long-term negative effects is that cortisol, actually, when you're in that fight or flight response, that sympathetic nervous system response, the body shunts blood in different areas. Because if you're running from a tiger or a stressful situation, your body's not like, let's digest this food. It doesn't care about that.
Right.
It doesn't care about your immune system. And in fact, when cortisol is high, prolonged, it can actually lead to insulin being decreased in the body. So people might gain weight, things of that nature. Now, you might be asking how chiropractic plays into that. Whenever we adjust someone, the hormone oxytocin actually gets released from the brain. Oxytocin decreases levels of cortisol in the blood. So it can help people focus better at work, maybe sleep better because they're, you know, not under as much stress. Maybe they digest their food better, but overall just help them stress less. But also a big thing is immunity. So when your cortisol is lower from being adjusted, your immune system can actually function at a higher level. So if you want to be more productive, it's probably helpful if you're not sick all the time, right? So all of those things I think are really important for the entrepreneur, but that emotional stress was the biggest factor for me that I felt, you know, as an entrepreneur, that would be something that they'd want to hear about even more.
Right. That's really interesting. So what can an entrepreneur do on a daily basis to sort of improve themselves, in addition to obviously visiting a chiropractor is important to help realign you, but what can you do on a daily basis to sort of help yourself to avoid those
Absolutely.
Energy blockages or...
Yeah. So yes, of course, definitely. Number one, go get it checked and assessed by a chiropractor. It's going to be life-changing. I promise you that. But other things that people can do, you know, if you're at a desk job, you know, maybe try and set an alarm every 30 minutes, just get up and move for just, even if it's a second, like just change positions. Because when we're stuck in one position for too long, the body does not like that. Things start to contract in the body. Bodies get used to being in these positions. It's not good. The body needs stimulation through movement of the spine. It helps nourish the brain. So that's very big to make sure you get up and move. Make sure you're exercising. Like, make sure that's a part of your routine. Somehow fit that in, whether it's weightlifting, yoga, whatever you want to do, just get your body moving. And the third thing is try and make your diet as clean as it possibly can be, which can be hard, but always take baby steps to get there. You know, what can you, instead of maybe saying taking stuff away, what can you add in maybe that's going to promote better health? Like, can you add a salad in? Can you add a grain shake in or like a smoothie in that's going to help promote that health? And then maybe you'll be able to eliminate the more junk out of your way over time.
Right. That's great advice. And this, going back to working out and stuff, I mean, you can even do something in the office, right? That if you're that busy that you just can't get to the gym or can't go out to work out, you can do something in the office at least.
Absolutely. There's stretches that you can do in your desk that even though this is a podcast, I wish I could show people right now, so I can't show you.
Well, they can't see it, but she's doing the stretches right now as we speak. It's amazing. She's standing on her head while she's recording her podcast. It's incredible.
Yeah. Still got my breath too. So it's very impressive. But yeah, there's stretches that you can do at your desk, even if, you know, that's just simply just standing up and even forward folding, or just bringing your arms behind your back and stretching your chest forward as you bring the arms back. That's a really easy, simple thing to just help get more motion through. But even if you work out, hey, if you can fit a 30-minute workout in a day, that's better than nothing at all.
Right. That's great. Great advice.
Thank you.
And the nutritional advice, by the way, was fantastic. I think you're right. It's a matter of just baby steps, right? Don't go crazy. Don't go, you know, there are lots of great diets out there.
Oh, a ton.
Great diet programs. But often I think people just take the plunge, right? It's New Year's. And a lot of people do resolutions, obviously.
Yes.
And they really go big or go home. And a lot of times you're going to end up going home just because you can't sustain that level.
Because they're not making it a lifestyle change. It's more of a, I want to do this because I want to lose 20 pounds. And then once they do that, they're like, all right, I'll go back to what I was used to. And that's not going to typically be successful, unfortunately.
Right. It's not sustainable.
Yes. Sustainable is the best word for that.
Popular diet right now is the keto diet, right? Which everyone is doing.
Yes.
And listen, I myself have tried like a varied version of it. And essentially, you know, keto is just cutting out carbs.
Yep.
For lack of a better term, right?
Correct.
Cut out the bread and the pasta. Essentially anything that tastes good.
Right?
I'm just kidding. You can eat healthy and it'll still taste good, but
that is trending a lot right now, and people are seeing great results with it. And if it works for that person, great, but it might not work for everyone, and you just got to find what's going to work for you and how you can modify. But again, baby steps to always get there, I find, is the best, because it's hard for anyone to do anything 100% right away. Well, you know, and carbs and sugars, they're just as addictive as, you know, certain drugs are. You know, I believe that there's been studies that show that even sugar lights up the same way in the brain as even cocaine does. As crazy as that sounds, but it's that addictive for some people.
Right. I'm sure the sugar conglomerates are going to be coming after us.
That's okay. Dentists will be on our side too. It's fine.
Okay. So what are, going back to entrepreneurs, office workers, people who are behind a desk for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the bad ergonomic habits that cause issues for entrepreneurs or busy professionals?
Yeah. So the biggest one is definitely the prolonged sitting. That is a huge issue. I mean, Time Magazine had a few years back, they said sitting was the new smoking. And that's because it's just so detrimental on your health. And as chiropractors, I mean, we see that all the time in our office, the negative effects of it. But that prolonged sitting is really bad, which is why, again, if anyone could even just set an alarm to walk around a little bit, move a little bit. Standing desks are also a nice option. But again, if you're standing prolonged, that's also one position for too long. So it's good to still move. So that's a big thing. Another big issue in, you know, now it's 2019. Another big issue is cell phones and computer usage. Everyone's looking at their computers and their cell phones. They typically look down with their heads flexing. And that's detrimental to our neck. It actually ruins the natural curves of our spine that are supposed to be there that help protect our discs. And so that's becoming a really big issue. And we're seeing that with entrepreneurs, but we're actually seeing that with children even more now too, because a lot of parents just pass their kid their cell phone or their tablet and the kids are doing that same thing. And that's going to give them a lot of problems in the future, unfortunately. And then the other thing that we see very commonly is that when people are reaching for their mouse or their computer, their arms are rounding forward. So they're almost creating like a hunch in their back. And that's also detrimental to the spine and to our bodies. So those are some things that we commonly see.
Right, right. And going back to what you were saying about sitting being the new smoking, I can't wait to see the Surgeon General's warnings on desk chairs.
Yeah, they should probably put a warning on that thing and be like, you should probably move.
And in Europe, of course, there'll be pictures of like people dying and skeletons on chairs.
On a chair, yeah.
Really scary versions of, in the US, it's much more like, well, the Surgeon General thinks you probably shouldn't sit as much as you used to. Go ahead and have a few sit downs a couple times a day when you're stressed out.
Yeah. But,
you know.
Yeah, they take it to extreme levels. Like on cigarette packages in other countries, it's like, this will kill you. Like, you're like, whoa, all right. Like, good thing I don't smoke.
Yeah, but really intense, right?
Yeah, it's really intense. But it's kind of funny to see. But they're telling the truth, and people don't like hearing the truth, unfortunately. Yeah, that's the truth of the truth.
The truth of the truth. Real talk right now.
Real talk right here, yeah.
All right, so what are some of the common conditions associated with poor desk posture? I know we talked about it briefly, but could you go into a little bit more detail?
Absolutely. So again, you know, when people come into the chiropractic office, we do wish that everyone would just come in as wellness. They're like here because they want to be optimally healthy. That's our wish. Sadly, that's not always the case. Usually people come in and they have a symptom, right? So these desk jobs do create symptoms in people. Now, one of the first symptoms that should be kind of a red flag for people and like that, oh man, something's going on, is if they have a lack of range of motion. Say you're driving and you're trying to look at the car coming up in the lane behind you, and you can't turn your neck all the way to see them. It's not painful, but you can't turn all the way. That should be a signal of maybe my spine's not moving as well as it should be, right? So that's one of the first things we might see is a lack of range of motion in people, and that would be a first symptom. Now, of course, the symptoms that more people are probably thinking that they'd come to a chiropractor for, you know, they could have low back issues, discomfort, pain, maybe sciatic, which is that pain into the legs, maybe tingling numbness into the legs. Another thing that we commonly see is if people have tingling in their arms or their wrists or their hands. A lot of times that's called thoracic outlet syndrome. Sometimes it stems from that. Unfortunately, what I've found in my office is that sometimes people come to me after they have things like carpal tunnel syndrome, and that's actually way overdiagnosed than it needs to be, because sometimes they come in, they're like, I had this surgery and it didn't actually fix my problem, but the problem's coming up further from their neck. So they didn't actually address the real issue, unfortunately. So that's a big thing. Another big thing that people with desk jobs commonly have are headaches. And again, that's from that forward head flexion, that tech's neck thing that we see online. You know, people joke about it. They gave it a cute name, but it's not cute. Like, it's actually not cute. Like, it's a problem. So, and headaches stem from that. But then, of course, also neck pain, things of that nature. Those are all very common symptoms that we might see that come in from prolonged desk use before they, you know, no one came in for maintenance care prior to these reactive things coming into my office.
Right, right. Exactly. And I think that what did we call it? Cell phone neck or
the text neck. Yes.
By the way, for people who are listening, I am sitting straighter than I ever have in my life, probably right now. Allie's not. We're yin and yang right now. Yin and yang. Allie is just kind of chilling.
She's fixing it now.
Now she's nice and straight. I better slouch, though, to keep the universe in balance.
Well, it is a funny thing. When I meet people and they find out I am a chiropractor, I do notice people will be like, oh. And then they do alter their posture. They're like, how am I sitting? You know, because they know that I was probably judging that.
That's funny.
That's okay. It's an occupational hazard. It's my job.
It's normal. Totally normal. Absolutely. Okay, cool. So we've talked about how you can correct some of those ergonomic things that go on your own, how you can improve those things. But now let's talk more about the chiropractic practice itself. So how does a chiropractor differ from, say, going to your family doctor?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's a really good question. So chiropractic care and medical care, we look at health a little bit differently. So as a chiropractor, we're really looking from health from within. Now, when people go to their medical doctor, typically they've had a symptom. Maybe it's been there for a while. They've tried other things on their own. When it's not working, then they're like, all right, I guess I should do something about this. Let me go to a doctor, right? So they go to their medical doctor. And typically in medicine, they're looking for a solution or a mask from the outside to bring into the body.
Right.
So whether that's a chemical, a shot, whatever it is, but they're looking for an outside thing to fix an inside problem. As chiropractors, we're dealing with the inside. So when we're adjusting someone, we're actually altering their nervous system to function better so that their body can function optimally and heal from within. So we're just working with the normal anatomy and physiology of the human body to heal it naturally. So that's the biggest difference, is that we're just helping people heal naturally versus looking for something on the outside to bring in. And chiropractic is really very simple. As I mentioned, that subluxation word, again, that's a misalignment of the spine that causes irritation to the nerve. As chiropractors, we're looking for those when we adjust you. And an adjustment can be by hand or by an instrument. And what that is simply we're putting a direct force into the spine to help it move more appropriately so that nerve can be less irritated. And when that happens, the body is capable of healing from within because it's getting basically just better signals through it from the body to the brain and the brain to the body, vice versa. All that's firing up much better. So then your body is capable of healing in true health.
Yeah. Wow. That's fantastic. So a more holistic form of care.
It's much more holistic. Now, is there a time and place for medicine? Absolutely. I don't knock it, but if there's not a fire, you don't need to put the fire out with stuff. Like maybe try and fix it more conservatively, more naturally first.
Right. Right. If you break your leg, go to the...
Yes. Yeah. Please don't come to my office with a broken leg. Please.
So going into that, what can you expect from visiting a chiropractor?
Yeah.
What's a typical chiropractic visit like?
Absolutely. So every chiropractor will assess your spine for those subluxations. So typically they're going to check your range of motion to see what's moving, what's not, if there's any issues with that motion. Then they will do a palpation of your spine so they can actually feel with their hands what they're noticing, which vertebrae may be misaligned, how is it misaligned, what vector has it misaligned to, and the severity of it, like which areas are worse than another. Now, at our office, we actually have a very specific scanner that actually scans up the function of the nervous system. Now, not every chiropractor utilizes that in their office. We use it at our office because it's a great tool to really see what's going on. And then other chiropractors, you may also get x-rays. So there's all different ways to assess to see what's going on with the spine. And it tells a story of what's going on with you. And of course, the chiropractor is going to do a full health history to analyze what's going on with you specifically, past and present. And then, you know, from there, the chiropractor, based off everything they evaluated, they will come up with a care plan for you if chiropractic's even a good fit for you. And if it is, then they'll come up with that care plan and they'll get you under care. And what care typically consists of is those adjustments. And that's the most powerful thing a chiropractor can deliver to you, is an adjustment of the spine, because it really is rewiring your brain. Every time a chiropractor adjusts you, it changes your brain to help your body function even better, because we're directly using that spine to influence the spinal cord to tell that brain to function differently. So it's very powerful.
Right, exactly. The nervous system, essentially, if I'm gathering everything that you're saying, essentially is energy traveling through your body, right?
Yeah.
An electrical current.
Yes, it is electrical. Absolutely. It's an electrical current that does flow through the body, but it stimulates everything in your body. So everything from your organs, your blood vessels, your muscles, everything is innervated, which means supplied by your nervous system. So if we cut the nerve going to your heart, it would have some problems, right?
Right. Yeah, maybe.
maybe a little bit.
Might be a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so that it's really the power system of your body. If you don't have that nervous system functioning well, everything else in your body might not be functioning as well as it could be.
Great. Perfect. Well, thank you very much. So just wrapping everything up, what do you think are the important, let's say, top three action items or things that you want people to take away from this episode? What should they do right away?
Sure. So from here, you know, find a chiropractor near you. Go get checked. Just do it. Doesn't matter how old you are. Chiropractors work with people of all ages. I actually even specialize in pediatrics and pregnancy, and that's a whole different topic. But really, chiropractics, it really is for everyone because you have a spine. So go get assessed and checked for your health. Listen to your chiropractor. See what you can do to help optimize your health. And that's the best thing you could do. Second thing is, if you're at a desk job, make sure that you're walking around, moving. Try and set an alarm and really get up and move. It's going to change you for the better as well. It just gets blood flowing, gets your body just moving, which it needs. It needs that stimulation. And the third thing really to help is just make sure you're cleaning up your diet. That's very important. And those things, though, not staying in sedentary and changing your diet, once you start going to a chiropractor, will actually help your adjustments hold even better than if you're not doing those things as well.
Right, exactly. If you're maintaining your similar habits and not really building out new habits, it can be difficult to improve. Although visiting a chiropractor, it sounds like, would be beneficial one way or the other.
Absolutely. Definitely beneficial. But yeah, if you're eating like junk, the body is still going to process that, and it might not heal as fast as it could.
Right.
If you're eating bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, so what about people who have chronic pain or who have some sort of serious, you know, let's say someone who's had shoulder surgery or hip surgery or something like that? What about those types of people?
Sure. Yeah. If you've had any surgery, you can still go to a chiropractor. Absolutely. Even spinal surgery, 100%. I actually have a few patients who've had severe scoliosis in the past where they have those Harrington rods that run all the way up from their lower lumbar spine all the way up to the base of their neck. And we can move different areas of the spine and use different tools. So it might not be a manual adjustment. We may use something called an activator that isn't going to actually put a direct force through the spine. It actually just stimulates the direct vector and the proprioceptors, which are nerve fibers that tell us where we are in space, stimulates them, but we're not actually moving anything with a force. So absolutely, anyone that's had surgery, totally. If you have chronic pain and you haven't tried a chiropractor, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you go to a chiropractor. Unfortunately, a lot of times chiropractors are people's last resort. And it's like, oh man, you should have been our first resort because maybe you could have avoided all this other nonsense that didn't help you. So yeah, but definitely if you've got chronic pain, like if it's a fibromyalgia, a lot of times that's a lot of inflammation buildup in the spine and around the body that's causing that chronic pain and issue. So yeah, when we adjust you, we help eliminate that. So definitely getting to a chiropractor would be very beneficial.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Real quick, how can people reach you if they're local to, you're based in the Philadelphia area. So
Yes. If
anyone's listening to this and you're in the Philly area, you might want to go and visit Margaret. So how can they find you?
That would be great. Yeah. I'm with Swede Family Chiropractic. So I guess I'll give them my email because I love emails. Send me an email. If you like this, send me an email. If you didn't like it, send me an email. That's cool too. Criticism is a good thing, right? Rejection's a good protection. Right?
Absolutely.
So my email is Margaret, MarGaret, Hager, HagerD, as in doctor, C, as in chiropractic, @gmail.com. So that would be a good way to reach me. And yeah, our Our office is Sweet Family Chiropractic, and we're located in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and also in the Collegeville area, too.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Margaret. This has been great.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.